All right. Good evening, everyone. Welcome to the huddle. It's me, Coach Muddle, along with Nevada Nick, who, obviously had some stuff going on Monday. Couldn't make it, so he decided to jump in tonight because I know he's got a lot to say about Philadelphia's newest porn star, I mean quarterback, Gardner Minshew. So, I think, Nevada Nick, we'll start there. But, you know, we'll talk about tonight's game. We'll do a little Monday night stuff too. So, and we'll go from there, you know.
No, I mean, look, you know, obviously there's a huge overreaction with some Eagles fans, not all Eagles fans. You know, you got to say, look, it's the Jets. There's no doubt about it. You know, you can't deny that, obviously. But at the same time, you know, you can't deny, I think we threw the ball a lot better than we would have if Jalen Hurts was the quarterback. You know, he did some things really well. You can't deny that. But the way I look at it, we got
Sammy already starting, man.
Oh, man. Look, Sammy was one of the games I was wrong about, buddy. But give me some credit, Sammy, as Coach froze there. Sammy, I was undefeated in November in my locks, okay? Didn't lose a lock. 6 straight locks I've hit. I've had a bunch of winning weeks in a row. But I'll give you credit. I was wrong about Washington. Although, Sammy, buddy, might have got away with a little call late there in that Raiders game. And, look, that was pass interference late. But, as I said to the Raiders fans, look, just like in a boxing fight, don't leave it up to the refs. You know what I mean? At the end of the game. You know, because sometimes the refs are going to leave it in the, you know, leave that flag in their pocket. But hey, Sammy, Washington, what they've done, playing really good defense, no doubt about it. Credit to them. And look, crazy, for as bad as they started, 2-6, they control their destiny. They go Cowboys, Eagles, Cowboys, Eagles. And I'm sure, Sammy, you're interested in good old Mike McCarthy gave the guarantee today. So we'll get into that a little bit, though, Sam, if you don't mind, because I'd like to talk about the Eagles here a little. You got to stick with Hurts. But, you know, I think Minshew's an underrated quarterback. 37 TDs, 11 interceptions in Jacksonville. You know, the prodigy has 9 touchdowns, 10 interceptions this year. Lawrence, I mean, Minshew, I understand he didn't win games, but there's not a lot of talent in Jacksonville, Coach. Minshew didn't do that bad. He wasn't surrounded by a lot. And he said it, you put him in a good situation, he played well. He doesn't have a great arm, but I think the guys like him. You know what I mean? He put the ball where it needed to play, you know. And if I'm the Eagles, this is the one thing I'll say. I was very unsure about if we made a move for a quarterback this offseason, and I know this now. And I'll say this. Unless we're getting Rodgers or Wilson in a fair deal, I'm not drafting a QB. I'm fine coming back with Hurts and Minshew, both of them. Because I think with both of them, you know, if one doesn't do good, if maybe Hurts struggles next year and you move to Minshew, I think in one of those guys, you got a quarterback because they got a good team. I want to use those first three round picks, get some players, get some defensive guys. They may need a replacement for Kelsey with a second rounder, but I would probably go all defense in the first round. I would maybe grab a interior lineman in the second round like I did this year in Landon Dickerson, who's killing it right now, just a great run blocker. Could improve a little bit with the pass, but, you know, doing really well. You know, I loved him out of Alabama, Coach. We talked about it.
Yes, we did.
You know, look, a lot of good interior linemen were drafted this year. The guy the Chiefs got in the second round, Creed Humphrey, number one rated center with Pro Football Focus. Yep. So you can grab, which is like if you're a Giants fan, you're saying like, you know, why not grab one of those two guys? That's what the Giants.
Yeah, but here's the other thing, you know, and I'll go later in the draft. The center for the Cowboys, they got in the fifth round. I think, fourth or fifth round from Wisconsin. And I was high on that guy. I really thought the Giants were going to go there, and they passed on him. And he wound up coming in, being a starter, and is a top five center in the league
now. And, Coach, a big thing, too, you know, everybody always talks about you got to have your tackles. And it's the truth. But interior line plays become really important with as much of passing as they're doing, because that's where they try to find the weakness in your line now, and where they really come at you with the stunt blitzes and the blitzing is that interior of the line, obviously. So it's really important to have a strong, you know, interior line. So, those were good picks. And like I said, I think with the Eagles, you add some players on defense, and we really need that defensive playmaker, that one guy who can at linebacker. And I think they also need an edge rusher. So we'll see where they go. But I still think, too, they could use – and this is where maybe you go to free agency. I still think they need another weapon on the outside. I like Devontae Smith. I like Goddard. But I think they could use a nice guy on the outside, too, to complement Smith.
Okay. Kenny Golladay might be available.
Nah, I don't want him. He's never played. He's always hurt.
You're right. You're absolutely, absolutely right, man. I just can't. We paid him all that money. I don't know, but I only watched a little bit of that Eagles game, but I felt like the Eagles did struggle a little bit because the Jets did, you know, move the ball pretty well on them.
They did struggle to start, Coach. There's no doubt about it. Yep.
What's up, Angela?
But
hey, the pee-pee eater's here.
Yeah, pee-pee eater. How do you feel about Zimmer? And Tommy, get me your Venmo, buddy. I'll send you that $100. Seriously. Get me your message me your Venmo. But how do you feel about Zimmer? Two of the coaches, me and Coach said, shouldn't be back. Zimmer, and there was another one too. I'm drawing a blank on that.
But it was Vic Fangio in Denver.
Yeah,
but,
and he shouldn't. But and there's somebody else too. But
he's turned it around. He's turned it around there. You know, I mean.
Yeah, they're still kind of,
they're playing a lot better.
Efficient. I think they could use a nice young offensive head coach because we'll see there. We'll see how they finish in Denver. I'm trying to remember who the other coach was. I'm drawing a blank on it. But I think he's going to end up getting canned. We'll see. Gone next year. He's going to be gone this year.
Yeah.
Now that's one thing I want to get into, because that Vikings game cost me the survivor pool against Stiz. And Stiz goes,
Angela, I'm sorry. I'm sorry. I'm going to put that up. I'm really sorry.
Yeah, well, that's great. But let me get.
I'm sorry, Angela.
No, yeah, that didn't sound good.
That's on me, man.
Yeah. Yeah, because that's what he put one time. Angela, instead of purple peepee eater, he put peepee eater. but Stiz got lucky, and it's an asterisk on the survivor pool because the refs don't understand what when you hit in the face mask is. Like in that Vikings game where the Lions lost. And then obviously Zimmer at the end. I mean, how do you just let Detroit go down the field and score like that? And on that touchdown, Coach, I mean, they just let the guy go right in front of him.
Yeah.
The goal line. Like, that's your – Coach, you know, you protect the goal line.
Right.
And literally, like, you shouldn't be running down to go – you should be protecting the goal line. I mean, it was pathetic. So Zimmer – and the refs cost me that. Stiz knows that. He knows there should be an asterisk there. I got screwed.
Yeah, Tommy, we'll get you in.
Yeah, we'll get you in. I got screwed. Freaking refs. I'll tell you, Coach, honestly, though, the officiating has been terrible this year. And I'm, it just seems like a lot of games. Me and my brother, we've been going nuts. I mean, Monday night again, there were some calls. In that game, and let's talk about that game, because did it really kind of fall in the Patriots' favor with the weather conditions, because obviously it just fit to how they play, run the football and play defense.
Yep.
And obviously it completely took away the ability of the Bills to pass the ball. I mean, it was wild in Buffalo on Monday night.
Right, and there that's building value in Saquon. There you go. There's building value in Saquon. And I want to give a big shout out to Carl Banks to thank you. thank you, and I think all the Giant fans thank him for coming out and finally saying what we've all been saying, Coach, about the Giants.
Coach, we just transitioned to talking about the Patriots-Bills game.
Yes, but we're trying to trade Saquon to Buffalo was an option that I mentioned a couple of weeks back.
You're not getting anything for Saquon Barkley. You got to actually have production to get anything. You are not going to get anything.
I understand it. I understand it. Yeah. I mean, you got to build some fake value, man. You got to build a little fake value in it. You know, I mean, you know, you got to make it a little fugazi and hopefully someone bites on it, man. It's like fishing.
Yeah. Sammy, that's one of the most frustrating things to me in football are when these defenses just play back and give seven, 8 yards. At the end of a game, it makes no sense to me. Why stop it? I understand you don't want to get beat deep, but why stop putting pressure on the quarterback? Why give them these plays, you know, because they're just going to run, go down, move the ball down the field. You see it all the time.
Parcells said it, and Belichick still follows it. Prevent defense only prevents you from winning.
It's the truth.
You know, yeah.
It's the truth. It really is. I mean, it's a fact. I mean, I'm not saying be Greg Williams and call cover zero, you know, but you know, you keep playing your style of D. Keep doing what you're doing, what worked all night. Like, why change at the end? Like, you know, I get it when it's one play, you know what I mean? But Zimmer, I mean, that was a joke. But like I said, more into that Patriots game, I mean, you know, only having Mac Jones throw the ball three times and the Bills, it's going to come down to missed opportunities. The Bills had four red zone appearances and, you know, only scored one time, obviously. You know, now it's going to come down to that game in New England with Buffalo, a team that's now 7-5. Can they turn it around? I mean, obviously, look, you know, they're still in the mix of things because obviously the first place team in the AFC is 9-4 and it's the Patriots. So Bills still very much in it, but man, it's just really surprising with them because we all thought, especially if you had told me, Coach, their defense would play as good as they're playing this year, I'd have thought the Bills would be the best team in the AFC.
Yeah. Well, they were my Super Bowl pick early on, you know, I, as you know, I backed off. I mean, I'm back on the Belichick bandwagon, man.
Yeah, I mean, I think it's wide open. I think there's going to be a team that AFC. Honestly, I still think the Bills can turn it around. I really do. Look, Coach, that team was really pissed off on Monday night. One of the reporters asked the two safeties, Micah Hyde and Jordan Poyer, if they were embarrassed because they just basically ran the ball right at them.
Right.
And they took real offense to it. Real offense to it. And he goes, we gave up 14 points. Like,
yeah.
You know, and it's the truth. You gave up 14 points. Like, they had one big play, the Patriots. It's the truth. They had one really good big play, run for 70 yards. Other than that, they had 3.5 yards to carry. The Bills didn't play a horrible game. They had nothing to be
embarrassed. No, I thought it was good. But again, when you don't have a real running game bell cow, it cost you in the red zone. I mean,
and it cost you in December and January when it's cold in weather and you can't just throw the ball over the field and you expect too much out of Josh Allen. Although I'll say this too, Coach, Josh Allen made some plays and didn't get helped. Diggs dropped the ball. It was a touchdown. Knox had a few balls he could have caught. And same thing with Beasley. So for the conditions, Allen didn't play bad. It was more, you know, they didn't really help him out either.
No, but that now you're instead of teams coming into Orchard Park, now you might have to go over and to the other across the state, I-90 there and go into New England, which is totally different now in the playoff atmosphere, you know, so.
And, Sammy, you know, I mean, I get it. When you look at the end, you see whatever it was, 200 and some yards. But you got to understand, too, that's all they did was run the football. And like I say, you take the 70-yard run out, they only averaged 3.5 yards a carry, and they only scored 14 points. On any other day, they probably win that game. It's just the weather was bad, and – You know, you're right. It's tough. You know, it's impressive to what the Patriots did. You knew what they were going to do, and they couldn't stop it. I mean, yeah, but, you know, it's football, you know, and the Patriots are a physical team. Belichick knew what he needed to do to win, and that's what the Patriots did, and that's what makes Belichick Belichick.
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely, man. But, you know, I still think, you know, everything's clicking. And here, I'll just throw this out. Do you want to know who the last rookie quarterback was to win a playoff game?
Last rookie quarterback to win a playoff game. Last rookie quarterback to win a playoff game. How long ago? A long time or recent?
Within the last 10 years.
Within the last 10 years. I don't want to take up too much time, so tell me, because it sounds like it's something
I'm not Russell thinking. Wilson.
That's what I was going to say, too. Damn it. I was going to say Russell Wilson, but I figured that was so long ago. Wow, it's been that long.
Mahomes wasn't a rookie when he played in the playoffs.
Mahomes was in his second year.
Second year, yeah.
He sat for his first year behind Alex Smith. Yeah,
okay. Yeah, it was Russell Wilson. Mama Moon, Russell Wilson. Is your answer of tonight's trivia.
Yeah. Where Coach saw somewhere else and just put it on his show.
That's right. That's right. I'm taking full credit for it, man.
Yeah.
Alex was in there,
the second year. Now, Coach, so AFC-wise, like, honestly, to me, two of the most dangerous teams – now, the Bills, I think, are like the second to last or last team in. I really think the Bills can still be dangerous. I really think Indy can be dangerous.
Absolutely. And I think, yeah, Indy's starting to click, you know. And, oh, congratulations is in order, by the way.
What?
For all you Eagle fans, you're getting your first round pick. He got 70% in.
10 more snaps.
They said, I thought he got it. Is it 10 more? I thought.
Well, Mushes now go out in the first playoff. They said. They figure on average. Yeah, Sammy, the Colts' problem is, you know, they have so many losses that it's a play here or a play there. The Titans game, you know, losing a 19-point lead to Baltimore. Obviously, that Bucs game where they, you know, I thought they should have won. I thought they got hosed by a couple of calls. They'd be right there. I mean, the Colts can play with anybody in the NFL, and it's gonna be interesting in both conferences, man. Because I don't think in either conference there's a team that really. I mean, I think in the NFC, I think my opinion, I think you can say the Packers are the best team, but in the AFC, it's really wide open.
You're right, Sammy.
Nah, they'll get one of them right. They can't blow them all. I hope they don't take three receivers. Nah, I mean, like, we'll see. I mean, you know, hopefully they draft a linebacker for once.
So, but Sammy, I'm not saying that because the Giants are going to have a new general manager. My top three guys I'm throwing out there. He's the number two guy in New England behind Bill Belichick. The other is the assistant GM in in Indianapolis, and the assistant GM in Kansas City. Those three guys, those are my three guys that I want.
Smart, because you want good organizational guys.
Right.
Like and Ravens, Colts. Ravens draft well all the time.
Right.
Colts, Ryan Grigson is one of the great GMs in football. I mean, just look at the, you know, the job he's done with the Colts and the team he's put together. I mean, Quentin Nelson, you know, obviously Darius Leonard on defense. I mean, just really put two good rosters together. So you can't go wrong there, you know. Mm-hmm. The guy with the Patriots too, Coach, Belichick kind of stepped back from it after his struggles with the draft and let him draft. So that's something that'll be – interesting. What did Sammy say about Eli?
It's after Eli left. No, it fell apart long before Eli. You know, Eli was just that good, Sammy. He was, because they put no stock in an offensive line or a running game in his after that second Super Bowl. They let it all go to crap, and he still was able to put some stuff together. And Sammy,
I'll tell you what I think is going to be interesting. I think you're going to see some hell of a football games in the next couple of weeks. I think the Cowboys and Washington football team and the Eagles and Washington football team, I think are going to be really good games. My question really is, do you think, though, Heineke's going to be the guy at quarterback? I think they still move on. I really do. You love his passion, how hard he plays.
Yeah.
You love how he can extend plays. But I just don't know if he's the guy. I mean, obviously, they're not winning it offensively. They're winning because their defense is playing lights out right now.
Yeah, because who's the receiver they signed in the offseason, Sammy? Has he even played it down? The guy they got from Carolina. Samuels?
Curtis Samuels.
Yeah. I mean, you know, so it is. So, yeah, it's going to be some good games, and I think the Giants already are packed up. That's why they're out in Arizona this week. They're kind of having a little vacation in Arizona before they go to L.A. Do a little tour of the Stars, you know, out on Beverly Hills, I guess, and then go give the dub to the Chargers and come home.
Yeah, now the one thing I would say about Washington, though, I mean, the offensive they've been playing aren't exactly juggernauts. But, you know, we'll see. I mean, although the Bucs were good, but the Bucs were missing Gronk and AB when they played them. I'm waiting for he says Nevada. I'm waiting to hear what the rest is going to be.
Right. So, because the NFC really, to me, is wide open.
The Packers. I think they're the best team. But I guess you can't.
Yeah, but they've been the best. They've been the best team the last 3 or 4 years, and they just can't get past the championship.
It's different this year, though, Coach, with that defense. It really is.
Okay, that's what they say every year. But
but their defense is a lot better this year, Coach.
Right, they got a new defensive coordinator, so things are a little different. And
so, I mean, and look, they beat the Cardinals without Devontae Adams. So, I mean, look, the Cardinals are legit too, but I think this is the Packers' year. I really do. I mean,
and it's going to go through Green Bay, and it's a little different of playing in Green Bay with fans and not fans, Tom Brady. So, you know, a little bit different in that. So, you know.
Yeah, Sam, you're right. They did have Godwin and Evans. But trust me, AB and Gronk make that a different team. Have you seen what Gronk's done the last couple of weeks? That's his safety valve. Right. I mean, you're right, though. He still had the horses, and it shouldn't have been different. And ultimately, Washington beat him. I mean, look, everybody's got injuries. I'm not disagreeing with you. And the Bucs should have won that game. Washington just did real good of running the football, keeping the ball away from the Bucs. But, Sam, you got to admit, there was some – Tom played bad that game, some bad turnovers. But there was some freaky plays that game, too, like weird tips and things that kind of fell Washington's way that game.
We know he's suspended, Peepee Eater. Yeah, I'm not mentioning Angela and Peepee Eater in the same breath. Oh, yeah, I'm sorry. Tommy, did I just do that?
Tommy, Vikings beat the Packers. You can hold your head because you beat one team once in the year, Tommy. I mean, that's great. You beat the Packers. But once again, Kirk Cousins is going to have this great statistical year, and when it comes to January, you'll be fishing.
Ice fishing,
yeah. Oh, and Tommy, buddy, in all seriousness, I'm glad to see you're okay. I saw he was in a fender bender, no joke. Glad to see you're okay, Tommy, seriously. He was in a pretty serious car accident, and glad to see he's okay.
Yeah, definitely, man. Didn't know, man. Sorry, Tommy. But
Who do you got in the NFC if it's not the Packers?
No, I'm just saying there's the rest of the pack. I mean, you know, like I said, that there's so many teams fighting for that wild card spot. Right. You know, I mean, you're going to have after the division that is really wide open after you take the division leaders out of the mix.
Yeah.
So.
Well, and you got a big game Monday night, too. So you got Rams Cardinals in Arizona. And I think, honestly, and this might sound nuts to you, but I think this is the Rams season on the line. I really do.
Yeah, I would agree with that. Because all the moves they made.
You know, if you lose this game again, it's going to be once again, you can't beat good teams, you know? And that's going to be the narrative. And two, that all about would seal it for the Cardinals. They'd have the division. Yeah. So you talk about the Rams, who are what I would call a finesse team. I don't see them going on the road three games in the NFC, winning three road games. I mean, right. It's been done, but it's been done by physical defensive teams like your New York Giants.
Number one rusher.
Yeah. Okay.
Hey, I just want you to know that that Adrian Peterson has more touchdowns than the New York Giants do.
No, I mean, we'll see with Heinicke. There's a lot of things I like about him, but, you know, it's not translating into points. They beat Seattle 17-15. They beat the Raiders 17-15. They did score 27 against the Panthers. They did score 29 against the Buccaneers, but they also had a ton of turnovers against the Bucs. I don't know. Ron Rivera will make that decision, but I got a funny
Sammy. Point. Now, wait a second, Sammy. I think now HR wants you to report to the office.
Yeah. Yep.
Okay. Now you went over a little too far. Now I got to call HR on you. Now I got to call HR.
That's not happening, Sammy. That's not happening. No, that's not happening.
Oh man,
that's not happening. Yeah, that's not happening. Now, like I said, the interesting thing's going to be, I mean, you know, our buddy Joe who comments in here, Joe Fuller, he's a Cowboys fan. He loved that McCarthy went out and said, we're going to win this game. And I don't know, man. I'm not a
believer in it. Talk.
Yeah, you just don't do it. So we'll
hey Sammy, just because your sheets were wet doesn't mean it was a wet dream. Yeah. Okay.
Now, coach, one thing I want to mention too. So I've talked about it, I've been watching, it's great. They're doing a Tom Brady documentary, Man in the Arena.
Yeah.
And this week was the 18-0 team that lost to your Giants in the Super Bowl. And Strahan was on. Mm-hmm. And he brought up when Burris said they were going to win 21-17. And he said they brought that up to Brady. And
yes, Brady, I remember that. Right.
Brady laughed and he said, we're only going to score 17 points. Strahan said they were so pissed off about that, that just he laughed and like nonchalant, like, yeah, right, we're only going to score 17. Well, guess what? They only scored 14. Right. So, you know, you don't. Just that little, and you think it doesn't matter. It does. Yep. It does.
Absolutely.
And guys can rally around it and get pissed off. Coach, look at my Eagles Super Bowl. They were the number one seed and were underdogs in that first playoff game at home. They were pissed. They win that. They were underdogs in the NFC Championship. I mean, it's, you know it, coach, those things fuel teams, and coaches love it. And Belichick is the master of it. My Eagles Super Bowl, the Philadelphia, the idiots they are, went out and released the parade route before the game. Right. And the night before the Super Bowl, Belichick here, I thought you guys like to know this. You know, the parade's going to be Thursday in Philadelphia. They're going to go up Broad Street, and he's reading it, and it's like, dude, you sit there, you get pissed off, man. Like, they're just thinking, like, you know, and that kind of shit works, coach. You know it.
Listen, because, you know, when, you know, back in the day before, like, all this internet stuff, right. You know, I used to just take a newspaper article and cut and paste, you know, whatever team we were playing, and I would cut, like, an article like that out and paste it and show it. This is what they said about us to get guys fired up. And it would work. Guys would get fired up, you know. Oh. And
And where I played, every week, the nerdy newspaper reporters would predict the high school games.
Yeah.
And the one week, nobody picked us to win. So here we walk in, the coach has got it hanging up. And he goes, well, guys, nobody thinks we win, so I guess we just shouldn't fucking show up because we can't beat this team. He goes, let's just go show them what we fucking think. And we went out and won the fucking game. You know, it's
hey, do you mind with the F-bombs?
Oh, who cares? It's a kid show. Come on. We're not going to, like, come on. We're all right. We're past the whatever it is. They look for like 10 minutes.
That's right, man. That's right. Sammy, bring that up. Here you go. Tech, the school up the road, said that Sammy wouldn't be a factor in the game. Yeah, he did. Went out and took the game by on his shoulders, both sides of the football. Sammy played halfback and safety and returned kicks.
Wow.
And I think he took two kicks back, if I'm not mistaken, right, Sammy? Did you, or one you scored and one they knocked you out at like the two or something, if wow. I remember correctly. But yeah, he ran all over the place. He took it personal. And you know, and that's what happens. You gotta take it personal.
So. Yeah, yeah. And you know, that chip on the shoulder, man, you know. And those kind of guys, too, that it usually stays there. It really does.
Yep.
Guys that have that chip on the shoulder, and you don't want to give them any more, any inch, because it's really not going to go in your favor. Coach, tonight's game, Vikings-Steelers. And I think, obviously, a game where the loser probably, you know, I guess maybe not the Steelers as much, but, you know, might be eliminated from playoff contention. You know what I mean?
Right.
Vikings are 5-7. Steelers, you know, off a crazy win against the Ravens, where the Ravens went for two and lose, obviously. And once again, Coach, no matter what you say, a guy that they made the call. The call was right. He was open. Lamar didn't make the pass.
Right.
I mean, really simple as that.
What's up, Mike?
What's going on, Mike? Excited this week, Mike. Big game for the Browns. The redemption starts this weekend, Mike, for the Browns. They go on their run. It starts. They're going to beat those Ravens this weekend. But, Coach, in regards to my pick, this one's a tough one. I'm gonna go with the Vikings tonight, even though I hate Mike Zimmer. I'm going to – a short week, Dalvin Cook coming back. You know, I don't really – it's those things. Look, there's two huge holes. I don't That's right. like – the Pittsburgh offense, and I don't like the Vikings defense. So it's like, what's going to be the, where, you know, which is going to play worse? Is it going to be Pittsburgh's offense against, you know, that shitty Vikings D, or is it going to be, you know, so we'll see what unit doesn't show up, but I'm going to go with the Vikings on a short week.
Well, let me ask you this though, is if the Vikings do win, do you start to see what you have in Dwayne Haskins? You know, he's been on your roster over a year now.
Big Ben's he's basically put it out there now. I think he
released. Yes, but why? But you're
it's it's a swan song, Coach.
I you know what? I'm sorry. It's about winning football games at that level.
I get that, Coach.
I'm not about that. It's what's best for the team now. I'm not going to go out there. I understand we're going to lose some football games, but we have to evaluate other talent. So, okay, you want to go out and start the game and play a half? Okay, but we got to get these other guys on the field and see what we have.
Dwayne Haskins isn't the answer.
I know, but wait a second.
Sammy will tell you Dwayne Haskins ain't the answer, where at the end of the game to take a knee, he's out there, whatever he was doing that one game.
Look,
Big Ben. He's
you
done.
Still have he's to got, kick the tires.
He's got two Super Bowls in Pittsburgh. He's had a great career. He should have retired last year. We all know that. But he will finish this year out unless injury. You're not going to bring it in. I think they know that Mason Rudolph and Dwayne Haskins are not the future of the Pittsburgh Steelers. It will be somebody else. Big Ben will not take anybody out. No.
No, we didn't see it. What did he say, Angela? Angela?
Now I'll have to look that up.
Yeah.
Because I'm curious what D-Jack said. I'm really curious what he said. I'm going to look this up here. I'm on it. Damn it. Just you put that anyway. See, Coach, you can talk. You don't got to just look in the space there. Here we go.
All right. I'm just wondering. I thought you were quicker than that. Probably something stupid. You're right, Stiz. You know. So we're waiting for Nevada Nick and his his technology savvy self to.
Savvy self.
Yeah. Look, I never claimed to be technology savvy at all. I've never claimed that.
Not at all.
So, I'm lucky I could turn this thing on.
Stiz is probably right. It probably is something stupid because that's that can be D-Jax for you sometimes. I love him. He was a hell of a player, but Deshaun's known for doing some dumb shit sometimes. Here we go. Damn it, that's a fan page.
Did you pull it up?
I'm trying to here, Coach. Stop putting pressure on me. He's making it worse. Quoted Muhammad Ali, he who is not rich will accomplish nothing in life. Ooh, DC Shade. I mean, it's possible. It's possible. I mean, I don't know that he'd do it so early being there, you know, and I don't know how much, you know, how much more football he wants to play. But I think he showed, if he's healthy, Deshaun can still play. It's just, can he stay healthy?
Can he stay healthy? I mean, right.
Right. That's been the big problem. I think teams are against kind of, you know, sticking with him because you bring him in. If you count on him at all, you know, he gets hurt. I mean, that's what happened with the Eagles. I don't know what to look into that. That's interesting, you know, and that's Deshaun for you.
Yeah, I just think, you know.
But who do you got tonight, Coach? Vikings or Steelers?
I think since Dalvin Cook's back, you got to go Vikings, right? I mean
that's what I like.
You know, I that's what I'm thinking, you know. So, but I just think, you know, Ben put a fork in him. He's done, and I don't know that they're going to win too many more games.
Cook's playing tonight.
Yeah, Dalvin Cook's in.
Yeah, he's playing. So, it's going to be interesting. And like I said, we got, you know, some big games this weekend. A lot of byes, too. I think Eagles are on a bye, right? Yeah, Eagles are on a bye. Indy's on a bye. Patriots are on a bye. So some of the better teams, too. Who do the Giants play, Coach?
They're in Los Angeles to play the Chargers. So technically the Giants are on a bye.
Yeah. You mean the Chargers are on a bye, not the Giants.
The Chargers are on a bye, yes.
Yes. Yeah, Monday night's probably the game of the week, though. I mean, it's been the last 2 weeks, which is interesting because usually the Monday night game sucks.
Right. It's usually Sunday night that's the game now. It's not Monday night like it used to be. So.
Yeah, and you know what, Stiz? It's funny, but if I was Miami, I wouldn't want my bye right now because they're playing so damn well.
Yeah,
yep. They've kind of creeped into where they're back in the mix of things now.
Kind of like the Raiders. What happened to the Raiders?
Yeah. Yeah, the Raiders were playing well and then hit the bye and then the shit hit the fan.
Yep, absolutely.
But, you know, I mean, that's just the last 2 years, that's been the Raiders. So I think the Raiders are going to – I would think they're going to blow it up after the year. That's what I would do, you know, and bring in new coach. I was talking about this last night on Angela's show. My opinion, I would try to get one of the big three quarterbacks, obviously Wilson – Rodgers or Watson, and if you can't, I would draft somebody, but keep Carr. You know what I mean? Why not keep Carr and let the rookie, you know, sit on the bench and watch? You don't want to throw him out to the Wolves. Damn Marino jersey. Well, you got lucky, Stiz. Come on, man. He knows it, too. There should be a huge asterisk. I mean, Coach, it was such a – it was a fumble, okay? Blatant hit freaking – Cousins and with the face mask, and then I don't understand how you review that. And they can't make the call, obviously, because it's not penalties aren't reviewable, you know. And then the other thing that was horrible, Zimmer goes for it on fourth down at their own 40, and they don't get it. And then there was a false start, and the refs meant that. I'll tell you, the officiating, and not just that game, a lot of games, it's been horrid this year. It's been so bad. Honestly, the officiating this year is going to cost playoff teams playoff appearances. It's going to cost different.
Absolutely.
Needs. It's been really, really, really horrendous this year. And more than any other years. And, you know, I know people have been hearing me, but it's just the officiating's just really, really sucked this year. It really has. Yeah, can't leave.
You know, I really think the officials need to come and be.
You can't leave it up to the ref. So
No, but the women officials should start being the announcers. You know, come out and be the head official and calling the penalties and stuff.
Why?
Have you seen them? There are a couple of good-looking women on the sideline wearing the zebra stripes, man. You know, it's all about ratings, isn't it?
Yeah, coach, here we go. Coach's going to get canceled.
Yeah, get canceled, man.
Walk that fine line, coach. No, I think officials should be held more accountable.
Absolutely. And I said this. I said this on Angela's show. I said this. Juan, listen, HR called. They want you to report to pee in a cup.
No, it's not. I mean, Pittsburgh could win tonight.
They could win tonight, but Ben's done, and I think he's more of a liability than anything else.
Don't listen to him. This is the guy whose bold prediction the last 9 weeks has been the Giants are going to win tonight. So.
We're going again, because, you know, I wake up Sunday and I'm fired up. It's game day. Let's go, G-Men. And yeah. I can't, you know, so. You know, yeah, one. There's a shot, slim to none, but there's a shot.
Yeah, so, I mean, it's only a 3-point spread tonight. I mean, I wouldn't be shocked if Pittsburgh won. I mean, that's definitely it's going to be a close game. I think the most interesting game too, I think, is going to be that Dallas Washington game, just because, you know, Dallas has struggled. Washington's really been playing better. I'm really curious to see what happens, because the thing that's interesting is, if Washington wins that game, the NFC now is up and is in play. And you got the Eagles. Right. Washington then plays the Cowboys again, not next week, but the following week. So things could get very interesting for the Cowboys if they were to lose to Washington. So that's one thing really to look at. And, you know, I'm really, you know, curious to see how that game plays out, because – you know, if
good, because I hope the Eagles need the Giants to beat the Cowboys to get in this year. Because guess what? The Giants are going to tank it just to pay back some bitch, baby.
But the Cowboys too. So, coach, after they play Washington, they play your Giants on the road. So that'll be a bye week for them. But then they play Washington. Then they got to play the Cardinals, and then they end on the Eagles. So that's not you know. The Eagles in Washington really can make
it here, you know.
And then, like I said, you play the Cardinals too. So if let's say they split with Washington and the Eagles can beat them, that's 1-2. And then if somehow the Cardinals beat them, that's 3 losses. You never know what can happen.
Absolutely.
Pollard's hurt. Pollard got hurt. So that's something you really got to look out with for Dallas too. I'm pretty sure I heard about that. I heard Tony Pollard got hurt. And his day-to-day. Let me look this up. Somebody told me, he has a torn plantar fascia in his foot.
Oh, that he's done.
Game-time decision against Washington.
He's not going to be able to go with that. If you ever had a plantar fasciitis, I mean, you can't. You step hard. It's painful.
And that's a big hit to Dallas. Pollard's been their explosive running back. And Stiz. Deontay Johnson's been a beast. He really has. And another thing to bring up for Minnesota, no Adam Thielen tonight. So that's big too.
That's Kirk Cousins' favorite guy.
Yeah, no Adam Thielen. So that's definitely big. But yeah, losing Pollard because Zeke's banged up, and I really think that could have a big impact on that Washington game.
All right.
And we'll be there Sunday to talk about it. So
we'll be there Sunday, 10 a.m. We'll have the great Stiz to give us our fantasy advice. And, of course, we'll have Nevada Nick and his picks and the locks of the week as I keep building now.
Really? 6 in a row, brother, I have.
But listen, I'm 4-8-1 now. 4-8-1. I'm building. What you got to start somewhere. Putting wins together, baby.
4-8-1.
Yeah.
The happiest guy I know that's freaking 33%.
Listen, you know what? I come from a place where a guy can coach football for 4 years, only win 7 football games, and still keep his job. So, I mean, if that's the case, then I'm happy at 4-8-1, man. I'm not losing my job because that's
Coach obviously sets a real low bar. I don't.
The bar is low, baby. The bar is low. So here in slower lower, can I tell you? So all right, everyone, listen, please do me a favor. Go down and ring the bell and subscribe for. So if you're not over on YouTube, please do so. Go over there, ring the bell, subscribe. Facebook, we love you. Keep sharing it with your friends, and we appreciate it. And we're also on Twitter. It's great. Yes, Raiders. Angela, thanks for checking us out. We appreciate you as always. And have fun. We'll be here Thursday. Tonight's Thursday. We're going to be here Sunday morning. Again, Stiz, Devon, and Nick will be here having some fun. It'll be a good time. So please join us. We appreciate you. Have a good night. Enjoy the football game. Be safe. What's going on here? I thought I hit the end button. It's not.
Yeah, what's going on here? I thought I hit the end.